USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate impeachment trial against President Trump is getting ready to begin. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has announced which members will manage the upcoming impeachment trial in the Senate. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Pelosi announcing that the seven managers will be led by California's Adam Schiff and New York's Jerry Nadler, chairs of the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees, respectively. Nadler spoke at the announcement.
Because, I mean, some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it. He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election.
The trial expected to start on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Texas police charged a minor with manslaughter for the accidental shooting death of a fellow student at a Houston area high school. Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg said evidence indicates a 16-year-old suspect had unintentionally shot and killed a 19-year-old student in the supply room of Bel Air High School. Two suspects were arrested on Tuesday after leading police on a near four-hour manhunt following the school shooting. The victim, who has been identified as Cesar Cortez, died at the hospital. A vote is expected on Thursday in the Senate on a new trade deal with Mexico and Canada. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Some important good news for the country. We anticipate the Senate will finish the USMCA tomorrow and send this landmark trade deal to President Trump for his signature. A major victory for the administration, but more importantly, for American families.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Rock singer Meat Loaf has filed a lawsuit against a hotel at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport and organizers of a horror convention that was held there, blaming them for negligence when he fell from a stage while answering questions from convention-goers last May. The singer and actor, whose real name is Michael Lee Adey, and his wife, Deborah Lee Adey, filed the suit on Monday in a state district court in Fort Worth, Texas, against the Hyatt Corp and Texas Frightmare Weekend. The lawsuit alleges the defendants hung curtains at the back edge of the stage at the Hyatt Regency DFW Hotel that hid where the stage ended, creating a hidden hazard. Meatloaf injured his neck, collarbone, and shoulder, and he says that prevented him from performing at all since, according to the complaint. The 72-year-old Dallas native spent 42 days in the hospital and was required to undergo physical therapy. Rocky Johnson, WWE Hall of Fame wrestler and father of actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson, has died at the age of 75. The cause of death was not released. His greatest accomplishment was becoming the first African-American World Tag Team Champion in 1983. When he retired, he helped train his son to be one of the biggest stars in WWE history. In 2008, Dwayne would induct his father into the WWE Hall of Fame. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.